Would you like to share something you've heard on Issues Etc. via email, Facebook, Twitter, or text message? Well, we've made it easy for you. Just go to the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, and click Share This. You'll find almost 50 ways to share Issues Etc. audio. We love our on-demand listeners. Old Theology, New Technology, issuesetc.org. Go to the on-demand page and click Share This.
Now you've got polio from your waist down, and the right side is affected the most. Now, Jesus, we ask that his little limbs be healed and that they shall be restored. Restore them tonight in the name of Christ the Lord.
The first miracle that I had was a woman of German descent who didn't speak good English. Her hand would have been stiff for 38 years. And when God loosed it, she jumped up and shouted at the top of her voice, and she showed the people. And I just thought, well, that's God doing what he told me he would do.
That's Oral Roberts then and now. Of course, Oral Roberts passed away. His teaching, his influence in American Christianity is fairly strong. How strong is it? I remember waking up on Sunday morning hearing the strains of something good is going to happen to you coming from the television. And even though my family didn't believe 90% of what Oral Roberts was saying, we still watched it before church and then went off to our Lutheran church. I remember wondering even then, kind of a story does this man have? Even then, he was kind of in the waning years of his long and storied career as a televangelist, a radio evangelist, and a faith healer. Joining us to talk about the teachings and impact of Oral Roberts live this Wednesday, December the 16th, Dr. H. Wayne House and Pastor Bob Leko. They'll be with us here for the first half hour. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. You can join us for the next hour, 1-877-623-MYIE. 1-877-623-6943. Email us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc. In the second half hour, Dr. Stephen Hine joins us. Since Advent is a season of repentance, we'll talk repentance with Dr. Hine of the Concordia Institute for Christian Studies in the second half hour. Dr. H. Wayne House is a regular guest. He's distinguished professor of biblical studies and apologetics at Faith Seminary in Tacoma, Washington. He's author and editor of numerous books, including Charts of Cults, Sects, and Religious Movements, and Charts of Christian Theology and Doctrine. Dr. House, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Good to be back with you.
Bob Leko is a regular guest as well. He's a former Word Faith pastor, graduate of Robert Tilton's Bible School. Bob, welcome back.
Good evening, Todd, and Dr. House, good to hear your voice.
Same here, Bob.
Dr. House, how would you assess the influence of Oral Roberts, his teachings in American Christianity in the last almost 100 years now?
Well, Oral Roberts had a lot of influence, I think, and not only direct influence, but indirect. The fact that he, best that I can remember, I grew up as a Pentecostal, and Oral Roberts was a hero in earlier days, but left that in my early 20s. Oral Roberts was big into all the media. He sort of started a lot of that. I mean, you know, his idea of television, and he was in the radio, and he was a person who had a lot of vision in these questions. I mean, you know, from the standpoint of televangelism, and he is a star in that area. He had a lot of influence on the development of the charismatic movement. You may remember, you know, we Pentecostals have been around since the Azusa Street and before, and Oral Roberts sort of had a lot to do with, I think, the development of some of the ideas that happened in maybe the 50s and the 60s. Certainly gave rise. He was influential in the fact that several people that I view as more extreme than Bob probably knows more about this than I do, but people that are more extreme than he, like Kenneth Copeland and Hagen and some of these people that really go to the far depths of heresy in their theology, I think Oral sort of prepared the way for them and also supported them through the fact that Tulsa, Oklahoma became a hotbed of all these kind of ideas.
Bob, talk about, in your time as a former Word Faith Christian and pastor, the kind of influence that Oral Roberts had on what you believed and practiced.
Well, certainly. Oral Roberts was very, very influential in the lives of many of the people who were my teachers in the Word of Faith movement, people such as Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. In fact, Kenneth Copeland at one point was a pilot for Oral Roberts Evangelistic Association, and he would fly Oral around his different meetings. And so that began to give Copeland the idea of getting into the Signs and Wonders ministry as well. Also, Fred Price was influenced by Oral Roberts quite a bit. Marilyn Hickey, Benny Hinn, all of the people today look back to him. He was kind of while he was alive, the grandfather, if you will, of a lot of the positive confession movement. Oral was one of the first people really to publicly come out and really strongly emphasize the fact that God will bless people financially. And he was one of the first people to really begin to use the point of contact items such as prayer cloths. My wife, in fact, her family supported Oral Roberts for years. And as a little girl, my wife used to go to grade school with a Oral Roberts prayer cloth pinned underneath her clothes for protection. She'd be embarrassed to hear me telling this story, but it is true. And Oral was one of the people that pioneered this whole idea of using gimmicks as ways to release your faith and also ways for people to send money into your ministry.
Dr. House, I'm curious. You said that Oral Roberts certainly didn't go to the extremes of some of those who attended him or followed him, but my impression is, and maybe I'm wrong, that he did serve in many ways kind of in the broader public because he had such a high profile in the media. He did serve kind of like the Billy Graham. He could give his imprimatur to a teacher coming up, and that meant an awful lot for those like Benny Hinn. He's strongly associated with Benny Hinn's ministry in later years, and Kenneth Copeland and the like. Is that true?
Well, I think you put your finger on it. I don't view Oral Roberts, and again, Bob can correct me on this because he studies this area more than I do, but I had some personal association there with him and Richard and others. He came off more sophisticated in some respect. Now, he did some crazy things, don't get me wrong, but I think you're right, like a Billy Graham. He was more of a broader figure, and of course, he started at a university. I mean, it's not really a very fine university as far as the academic qualities and, of course, a hospital, although he got really weird in some of his visions, you know, the however many foot Jesus, 80-foot Jesus, and all this kind of stuff that supposedly gave rise to some of these things. So he came off with some things that looked pretty quacky. But I don't remember him teaching the manifest sons of God viewpoints. I don't remember him teaching the idea of Jesus having to go to hell and being rescued from there to be saved and getting his sins dealt with. I mean, some of these just outlandish heretical views, he was more viewed, at least from my perspective, as someone who was pushing divine healing and some ideas in which, you know, God would bless you if you gave money. As a matter of fact, the reason why you gave money is in order to get more and more money from God. And I actually heard him say some of these things, or that, you know, the reason why you give is so God will give you back.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very true. In fact, Oral was probably, in many ways, your classic mainline Pentecostal preacher. And he didn't get off to a lot of the things that are popularized today. Probably his biggest, well, one of his biggest errors was his endorsement of the Holy Laughter movement. And really a lot of that was due to Richard Roberts. And Oral just was kind of agreeing with his son. But it was because of Oral and Richard that the Holy Ghost bartender, Rodney Har Brown, got to be as popular as he became. It was due to Oral Roberts bringing him down to the Mabee Center there in Tulsa.
Bob, you
and
say...
I'm sorry.
Well, you say that the death of Oral Roberts is a sign that the old guard is changing for a new guard in the charismatic movement. What do you mean by that?
Well, a lot of the pioneers, and there are a lot of, and certainly Dr. House can attest to this, there are a lot of what I guess I'd call urban legends amongst some Pentecostals and charismatic believers. One of them being that certain people would be alive at the return of Christ. One of those people was Lester Sumrall, who passed away. John Osteen had told his people from his pulpit before he died that he would not die until Christ returned. He missed it. And Oral Roberts is the third person that they say was not supposed to die before the return of Christ. So these are real giants within our lifetime, within the Pentecostal movement, that have moved things ahead. And these people, and Kenneth Hagin, others have passed away from the scene and were left with really a lot of their children. And it remains to be seen whether Richard Roberts will ever fill Oral Roberts' shoes, and I sincerely doubt it. He doesn't have the charisma or the gifting that his dad had.
Well, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the teachings and the impact, the influence of Oral Roberts. Dr. H. Wayne House is our guest, along with Bob Leko. You can join us. Our in-studio email address on this Wednesday afternoon, December the 16th, talkback at issuesetc.org. I want to hear from you about your thoughts on the passing of Oral Roberts, his influence, his teachings. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can always Twitter us at issuesetc. Dr. H. Wayne House is Distinguished Professor of Biblical Studies and Apologetics at Faith Seminary in Tacoma, Washington. He's authored and edited numerous books, including Charts of Cult, Sex, and Religious Movements and Charts of Christian Theology and Doctrine. Bob Leko is a former Word Faith pastor, a graduate of Robert Tilton's Bible School. We're talking the teachings and impact of Oral Roberts on this Wednesday afternoon, December the 16th. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues, Etc.
Days, value affords me a new attitude. It lets me appreciate that I can start my day with more than a $6 cup of coffee, and that I officially have permission to skip dinner out to spend time talking with my family over Casserole Inn. Concordia Publishing House offers Christian products that help me focus on what matters most. Visit any of the three Concordia bookstores downtown in Kirkwood and on the campus of Concordia Seminary in Clayton, or shop online at cph.org and find out what a new value attitude looks like in your life.
We've got nothing against bumper stickers, just bumper sticker theology. And we'd like to send you the new Issues Etc. bumper sticker. You'll find the Issues Etc. logo, slogan, and website address. Simply send your request to Lutheran Public Radio, 1600 Gulfview Drive, Suite 230, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Please include a self-addressed stamped envelope. Good theology doesn't fit on a bumper sticker, but you can tell people where to find good theology, the new Issues Etc. bumper or window sticker.
Equipping the priesthood of all believers, you're listening to Issues Etc.
If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most radio talk shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, salary, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. The address, LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend on you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration. Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're talking the teachings and impact of Oral Roberts, who just passed away. Dr. H. Wayne House is our guest, along with Bob Leko. In just a few minutes, we'll talk repentance with Dr. Stephen Hine in this Advent season. Repentance is the order of the season, although that gets lost in the shuffle sometimes leading up to Christmas. We'll find out what the Bible teaches about repentance. Dr. Stephen Hine will be our guest. Bob said something before the break, Dr. House, that I find intriguing. He says, the old guard is passing away. We're, by and large, left with a lot of their kids. You, too, concur that Richard Roberts will not pick up the mantle of his father in the same way that his father carried it. I'm thinking about John Osteen and his son, Dr. House. Joel Osteen is not John Osteen. There's a whole different thing going on there, and it is of a whole different caliber, both theologically and in terms of its media success. What do you think Joel Osteen signals about the future of this movement?
Well, it's certainly not going to be back to historic Christianity. Joel Osteen is a person that's just vacuous as far as knowledge of the Scripture, has no center to his theological being, is just a media event. That's what I see him as. I always call it Lakewood Motivation Center in Houston because I really can't call it a true church. They don't seem to have those components that they go into it, and you have a man who's unqualified for the pastoral ministry in positions of great responsibility. So that says a lot to me about the church in general. I think we've just simply so much of the church today is empty theologically and just into entertainment and into to feel good. It's just a media event. There's not much substance to it.
Bob, which do you think is more dangerous, the old guard represented by Oral Roberts and others, or the new guard in the Word Faith movement?
Well, that's hard to say because any error biblically is not a good thing, yet none of us is without error. I would say that the old school guys were sounder biblically than people like Osteen today. Osteen has no, as Dr. Austin mentioned, he has no real center theologically. Oral Roberts, Hagen, even John Osteen, people that go back a ways, they at least were fairly orthodox in the central tenets of Christianity. They were Trinitarian, for example. They believed in the deity of Christ, and on and on and on, where today, almost all of those things are up for grabs and not even essentials any longer, which is why someone like a T.D. Jakes, who is a oneness-only Pentecostal, can sit down with Osteen or Joyce Meyer or on TBN and be well accepted because doctrine doesn't matter to these people today, where it used to matter quite a bit.
Finally, Dr. House, what's the fundamental error of the Word Faith movement as we reflect on the teachings, the impact, and the ongoing influence of someone like Oral Roberts?
Well, I was thinking about this earlier today when I heard about his death. See, I have no problem with God healing somebody if God chooses to divinely act. I mean, he is in charge of his world, but they have exalted a gracious act of God into a movement. They've made a Holy Spirit movement or a healing movement to be a substitution, really, for the fundamentals about Jesus. In Christianity, Jesus is the focus. It's not something about me. It's not something about healing. It's not something about miracles or giving or all these kind of things. They've sliced that little bitty piece of a pie out of the New Testament and have exalted above actually the Jesus. Who's our Savior and our God. They just don't have a focus there.
Bob, finally for you as a former Word Faith pastor, what impact did these false teachings have on your Christian walk? What results did they have in your life?
They were devastating in that my wife and I, who were on this journey pretty much together for many years, we were deceived. And I think many times by people who had been deceived, they were well-meaning. I'm not saying that, some of the teachers we've mentioned are necessarily evil people in that they're sitting in some darkened room trying to figure out how to deceive the church. No, they've been deceived, and they're very influential. And if you don't have a good understanding and foundation of Scripture and know how to interpret Scripture, they'll deceive you by reading the Scripture to you. They'll misinterpret things, take things out of context, and you'll nod your head and go, amen. These are the men and women of God. Oral Roberts must be right. He's got millions of people following him. Who am I to question? And so the false teaching was very devastating, and it wasn't until my wife and I went to Michigan Theological Seminary that the Lord set us free, and in fact, used Dr. House greatly in that process.
Bob Leko is a former Word Faith pastor. He's a graduate of Robert Tilton's Bible School. Bob, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for being our guest.
Well, thank you, that's Todd, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yeah, Bob, good to hear your voice.
Well, thank you, Doc. Bye-bye.
Dr. H. Wayne House is Distinguished Professor of Biblical Studies and Apologetics at Faith Seminary in Tacoma, Washington. He's author and editor of numerous books, including Charts of Cults, Sex, and Religious Movements, and Charts of Christian Theology and Doctrine. Dr. House, thank you so much for being our guest.
Great to be with you today. Merry Christmas.